Welcome back, classic movie fans. This is Johnny again, and after a long hiatus, it's great to be back at the Hollywood Golden Age podcast. And I hope all of you are doing well, despite all the things that have happened in the last several months, you know, the winding down of this pandemic, and of course, this war in Ukraine. And what a better time than ever than to pick up and go back to some of the hobbies and things that give you joy in your personal life, that create that passion. And so I said, this is it. I got to go back to my podcast. I've been so busy with school. So now I took the summer off. My next class won't be until August. So I said, I need to get back into making some more enjoyable episodes, talking about our favorite passion, which is Hollywood's Golden Age. And what I've been up to in the last few months, like I mentioned, I was going back to school. So I'm trying to pursue my bachelor's degree, and I'm doing really well with that. But of course, when you get so busy with, you know, the more secular things, you forget about the things that really bring you joy. And that's what the whole purpose of this podcast was about, to give us all a place where we can all listen and enjoy some of the things we enjoy about Hollywood's golden era. And so in the last few months, I've still, here and there, I was still catching up with some of the movies that I haven't seen and some that I did see previously, some of my favorites. Like just a couple of days ago, I was able to see, believe it or not, my favorite classic movie of all time. I think I mentioned it in previous episodes, and it was of Human Bondage, Betty Davis's breakout performance in 1934. And that was the very first classic movie I saw as a child. And I remember just being mesmerized by the black and white cinematography. And just even though as a kid, I still was able to appreciate the theme of how this underdog, played by Leslie Howard's character, he falls head over heels over Mildred, who was obviously very dismissive of him, took advantage of him, very cold, impassive towards him. But you could see that he was a good person at heart, and you could see that even though he went through all that ordeal, trying to make something out of himself in his life, but at the same time trying to find that love. And so it was, is a very inspirational movie for me, and from time to time I like to go back and watch it just to, you know, never give up on your dreams, and just know that, like as he mentions in the end when he's talking to Sally, played beautifully by Frances D, his future wife, he wasn't limping through life anymore. His life was all right now. And so that's a movie that, to me, I know everyone talks about Betty Davis's magnificent performance and it was terrific, but we don't ever want to forget about that plot and the impact that it has. And that was very inspiring, at least for me, showing that despite any setback you have, and in the movie, Leslie Howard's character had a disability with his foot. And of course, it was ended up being corrected later on in the movie by a medical procedure. And so he was able to help strengthen his confidence. And of course, he started doing well in medical school. So it was just really nice to see where he was in the beginning, lost, being trampled on by this woman who had no interest in reciprocating the love that he had for her. And just seeing how his life ended up finishing just nicely. It couldn't have been any better than what he had imagined it to be. And so it just gives you that lesson that in the end, if you're good at heart, whatever you aspire to be in life, whatever you're looking to get out of it, you will get it in return if you keep putting your effort in and not giving up. And so there were a couple of times where he was about to give up, but he either met someone, like in this case, Sally, and her family and how well they treated him. And so that helped, gave him that inspiration to keep going. And it was really cool at the end to see how his future wife, Sally, in the end, was able to keep seeing and appreciated everything that he had as a person. And he was able to get that love that was so elusive for him in the beginning. So that was one that I saw. I also re-saw Judgment at Nuremberg again. You know, it's just really great to see Spencer Tracy and Maximilian Schell won an Oscar for his performance in that great epic movie. And just that great cast that you have there. I mean, you had the great Judy Garland, Marlena Dietrich, Spencer Tracy, as I mentioned. Even playing smaller roles, you had William Shatner. It was just a great, great production. And it still holds well after all these years. And sometimes it's very good just to see, you know, especially with Judgment at Nuremberg. That's why I wanted to see it again, just to, because I've been studying a lot of history going back to school. I'm trying to get my bachelor's in history, You know, seeing all the things happening in world affairs, you know, kind of inspired me to, you know, try to get more knowledge about how we got to this point. And so I wanted to see that again and just to get an appreciation for what that transition was for the people in Germany after, you know, going through that Nazi rulership, then going through World War II, having their city, Berlin, completely destroyed because of the atrocities committed by Hitler's regime. And just there was a couple of scenes in that movie, which I really appreciated, where you can just see how some of the people were so afraid of what was going to happen and how some of them were actually in just dire straits and that fear that they had because they didn't want anyone to know, especially Spencer Tracy's character, who was helped by a couple in the house where he was staying in, and how they were trying to hide all the things that they experienced under the Nazi regime. And some of them were so afraid of being viewed as a collaborator or a sympathizer with everything that happened there. So it was good to see that, you know, human connection, where Spencer Tracy was able to see that they were good people at heart. Not everyone there was supportive of what Hitler did. And just seeing the justice there, just seeing the how complex the world affairs were at that time. And of course, the great dialogue in the courtroom scene. Spencer Tracy had his moments. Maximilian Schell, of course, stole the show in that movie. And that was not an easy thing to do with that cast. So it was a great production. I'm glad I saw it again. And there's a few others that I want to see again. Like, I want to see Inherit the Wind. I'm going to see if I make some time to see that this week and do another episode talking about that. But it's, you know, it's good to get back into classic movies again. There was a lot of things happening, of course, these last few months. You know, living here in New York City, there's been a lot of things happening here with the increasing crime wave here. You know, of course, we're still struggling with the COVID. New York really is deteriorating right now in such a way that, you know, hopefully we can get out of it in the next few months or in the next couple of years. But we're so far down in the ditch that it's going to take a Herculean effort to be able to get out of this mess. But, you know, hopefully, as I saw in those movies, you know, it gives you hope to see that there were other cities that went through duress and periods of immense transition. Like I mentioned in Judgment at Nuremberg, what they went through in Berlin to try to rebuild their city and be a responsible member of the community of nations. So hopefully here in New York, we can all rebound, you know, and we can rise up again from all those things that we went through in these last few years. So that's why, again, I'm so happy to, you know, I said, I really got to push myself. I can't go through these gaps of not making enough podcast episodes because, you know, you have to be balanced and make time for your passions. And you can also find more joy, not only in doing it, but and also discovering new people who actually enjoy the same things you do. And so it's really good to see, especially when you look online, you know, at TCM on YouTube, it's quite a really impressive number of people that have a fondness for classic movies. And I think that's terrific. You know, it's really nice to see that it's not only just older people from that era that are still hanging on and with an interest as fans, but you're seeing a newer generation, a lot of younger people who actually have an appreciation for classic movies and the actors who became luminaries in that time. So even when you look at Twitter, I'm sure some of you already have your sites where you go and you see the different fans of, you know, Cary Grant, Clark Gable, Audrey Hepburn, Betty Davis, the different fan pages. So it's really good to see that there's still people that recognize that artistry from that time, and they're still willing to set aside time to discuss it and gain an appreciation for it and then pass on that knowledge and appreciation to other of their friends and family and younger generations to come. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it. It's a good time right now to get back into classic movies. You know, for example, I was seeing online that, you know, next month is going to be Judy Garland's 100th birthday. And so I was seeing that around the world, you know, there's going to be quite a few events commemorating that. And so, you know, I heard also that Judy Garland is going to be the star of the month at TCM. And as she's going, I think she's had the most out of all the stars. I think she's in a grouping that's where she's had the most over the years. And so it's really impressive to see that, of course, she's not forgotten. You know, her talent lives on. You know, it's already been over 50 years since she died. And, you know, it just, you know, at least when you saw Renee Zellweger win the Oscar for her portrayal of Judy in her life in London, you know, at least to me, I took it as when she won it as a final appreciation for Judy. It was kind of like Renee Zellweger didn't win the award. That was an award for Judy. That's how I felt when she won it. It was like a final coronation for everything that she did for the industry. And so it was like a way for this generation to say thank you for what you did for us and bringing joy to our hearts with your performances. So it would have been great for her to see just how many fans she still has today, even though she's been gone for 50 years. But so it's going to be really impressive, especially here I heard in New York. There's going to be a couple of events commemorating her music history, her movie performances. So it's going to be real interesting to see. And maybe I'll keep you guys posted. You know what, some of the things that are happening here in New York, and hopefully I can go and partake of that. So again, you know, I'm glad that you guys are all doing okay. You know, hopefully everything, if you are going through something, everything will get better for you in the months and days ahead. And again, always make time for what's really important. You know, the things that make you happy, your family, your friends, you know, your passions. Now's a good time. After all these things that we're experiencing, it's a good time to reinvent ourselves and try to rediscover that talent or that passion that you've been putting to the side for many years dealing with day-to-day responsibilities of life. But, you know, sometimes if you just be inventive and create something new, you never know where it could take you. And if not, it'll bring you satisfaction knowing that you're enjoying something with other people. So, you know, thanks to all of you for listening. And I promise you this time I'm going to be consistent with more episodes. I'm going to try. In the beginning, I was just focusing on biographical details of the different stars for people who don't know too much about classic Hollywood. But I'm going to change the format a little bit this time. I'm going to try to be a little more engaging. And now, since I know most of the people that do listen to these podcasts are people who are already classic movie fans, and they already pretty much know all the details and the biographies of all the major stars of that era. So I'm just going to try to pick up different points, different movies that I've seen, other details, especially living here in New York. There's a lot of history here in New York that ties into classic Hollywood. And maybe I'm going to just discuss some of those different things that I found out living here that ties into what happened with Hollywood's golden age. So there'll be a little different nooks and crannies in the episodes that I'm planning. And so hopefully you guys could stay in and enjoy it with me. And hopefully we could get this podcast getting bigger and bigger and get more and more fans. And so again, I thank you all for listening and hope you all are doing better and look forward to next time. All right, take care. Bye-bye.